Hello.
Pico's Granite, this is Dominga.
Hey Dominga, this is Ruben. How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good. I tried to call and I was trying to leave a message and the phone cut off, by the way. I actually had a I was just trying to leave a voicemail. I think it's my line actually. I had a question for you.
Yes.
And the reason I'm asking is I just had a customer who dealt with this on the CNC, so I just want to give you some information because I'd like to help you guys out, but I also just want to walk you through the process. So one thing you mentioned is the deposit. So your vendor is looking for 75% down and 25% on delivery or 25% on install?
No, 75% down before delivery and then the 25%.
I'm sorry, say that once more.
It's 75% before delivery. I guess with that they send the machine, and then once they install and they train the guys, then we owe the extra 25%.
So it's after delivery, installation, and training, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. In terms of, I don't know, have you had a chance to talk to Francisco yet or no?
No. I'm not even sure where he's at right now.
Okay, no worries. So I can kind of walk you through the rate factors and stuff, but one thing I want to share with you is this. Looking at your process, we can do, and you know, with financing, the more you're going to pay in finance charges is obviously the longer the term. But one thing I want to go over is this. Are you guys looking to minimize how much you pay back, or are you trying to stretch the payments out on this machine? And I don't know, are you guys also looking for capital, because that seems to be a need, or have you kind of shelved that for the time being?
I have no idea, to be honest. I have no idea.
Okay.
Like, I know he definitely needs. I think what he wanted to do was he wanted to pay off, because he mentioned it this morning. That's why he wanted to know the interest rate. He wanted to pay off the loan that we have right now with the machine, the $20,000 machine.
And okay, you guys can... There's really not an... These are fixed agreements, so you guys can always feel free to contact the servicer, which is Financial Pacific Leasing, but there's not going to be a... There's really not a discount for paying off early, so you're just prepaying the remaining payments. I would... What's the motivation behind there? I mean, there's not going to be like... It's
paying too much in interest, that it's almost $10,000. He's paying an interest. He wants
correct.
To know... Uh-huh.
But if you... the way these agreements work is they're fixed payments, so... you can ask, and sometimes it will cut you a discount for paying off early, but it's a summation of payments. So I think that's more the issue of, if I pay off early, am I going to get a discount, correct?
That's correct, yeah. It's because, you know, instead of paying $9,000 in interest, is it going to be just like $4,000, and then he could use the rest of the money towards something else?
Correct. So that I think that kind of hits the heart of the matter. Let me walk you through that. So these agreements are fixed, non-cancelable agreements. Some agreements are separated. It's not whether it's an APR or not. So there's two types of – a traditional loan is going to have a separation of interest and principal. Like on a mortgage, you're going to have interest and principal. This is an equipment finance agreement. It's a non-cancelable agreement for the type of the term.
Hold on. Yeah, I have a customer. Can you call me back in 15 minutes?
Sure, I'll give you a call back in 15 minutes.
All right.
No worries.
Sorry. All right. Thank you.